Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Robert Horry, he of 7 championship rings, will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We'll check in with the star quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Nick Foles, after the big win last night, now 4-1. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can dial us up, email, tweet. We also say good morning to Peacock. That's where you can find the show if you want to watch, and our 375 radio cities around America. McLovin, the final hour poll question is?
Whose career would you want, Nick Foles or Robert Horry? Actually, Nick jumped out to an early lead here.
Oh, okay. We're asking that question. Nick, of course, winning a Super Bowl MVP, and he joins us now after the win last night. Nick, do you want to weigh in on the poll question? Would you take your career or Robert Horry's career? He won 7 NBA titles.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty amazing career. It'd be hard to go to not choose 7 NBA titles, but you know, I've been very blessed throughout my career. So since it's me, I'm grateful for the career I've had.
Last time I saw you, I was on the podium, and you were holding your daughter after winning the Super Bowl MVP. And I was – how old is she now?
She's three.
Three.
She's three, and she actually just went in our basement. She's out there playing around with my wife and our dog, and our son's sleeping right now. So just enjoying some family time.
I'm guessing your daughter doesn't remember anything about that night when the Eagles won the title.
I don't think so. I don't think she does. But when she sees pictures of it, she says, "There's baby Lily." So she does remember. She does know what she was like as a baby, but she has no clue.
Yeah. And when you think about, when you reflect back on that, like, what is there one thing that stands out about that night when you won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's just you don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, obviously, it's a childhood dream to do that. And until you've done it, you don't know. And I think that, you know, the moment it's over, the moment you're celebrating, obviously, you were there when I was holding Lily and just embracing my family. But you really realize, like, you step back and you look at the people you went through this journey with, and you see them embracing their family and loved ones in complete joy, because it's not an easy road to get to, you know, be Super Bowl champions. And in that moment, you really realize, you know, the joy and the journey that this game provides. And it's much more than a trophy. It's the journey and the people you go through it with.
But you got a statue as well, Nick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild to think there's a statue in front of the link from a moment that was simply just to score against the Patriots. And it was a play that we felt like would work in that time and had no idea what that play would be like.
What did you save from that Super Bowl?
What did I say?
Save.
Oh, save. Let's see. I mean, a lot of this stuff is in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, we found in a box, because we've obviously moved a few times, but we found in a box my Philly special glove, which was pretty cool. I had wondered where it went, and then I realized, oh, there it is, because it was in my Super Bowl stuff. So I'd imagine that that's a pretty valuable piece of memorabilia, but I think it'll be great in our son's room at some point. We don't have anything around the house or anything. If my kids ever want to take some of my jerseys or my stuff, we'll take them out of boxes and let them do that.
I'm surprised that glove is not in the Hall of Fame, Nick.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, they're probably going to call you. They're probably going to go, oh.
I know they're probably listening to the show, and I'm sure they're going to call right after this and everything. But, you know, someday I'll have to take my kids there so they can see it.
Did you ever find Tom Brady? You were looking for him after the game. The camera was on you. Did you realize that?
I didn't realize that the camera was on me. Obviously, everyone's trying to, you know, keep their distance and do that thing. I was looking for him real quick, but, you know, once again, we'll find a time down the road. It was a hard fought battle on both sides. It was a fist fight. So, you know, that was a tough game. I'm glad we came out on top.
How would you describe that game? If somebody didn't see that game and you were trying to sum it up for them, how would you sum it up?
Oh, it's just a fist fight. Like, it was, you know, throw stats out the window. It's just, you know, keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting, and don't give up, because it wasn't the prettiest game by any means. But we, you know, the team that just continued to fight, and Tampa Bay is a great team. I mean, they've had a great start to the season. They're well coached. They have talented players on both sides of the ball. But it wasn't pretty, but it was one of those games you're really grateful that you come out with a victory.
But did you think you left too much time on the clock with that, you know, final drive there where, you know, it's Brady and you're like, oh, yeah, gosh, you know, you look up,
no,
and you go,
sure.
You're doing the math there with the time left.
You know what? Been in that situation before with Tom, and there was time, but that's where it's a, you know, our defense came up huge so many times last night. We really have a great locker room, and that showed through this first part of the season. The games, we have not made the games easy on ourselves, but ultimately the character of the locker rooms prevailed. And, you know, we had complete trust in our defense at the end. They had caused havoc all game, and it didn't make it easy on Tom and their offense. So I was really really proud of our defense to get that huge stop at the end.
I applauded you on the air, not that it made its way back to you, but how you've handled the Mitchell Trubisky, and that's tricky. But you've been in these situations before, and, you know, you're just saying, look, I don't know if I'm the starter next week, and then, you know, because Mitchell Trubisky was a high draft pick and you're brought in, you're not sure if you're going to be able to compete for the job. And like, how do you approach something like that where in your heart you're a competitor and you think you're the better quarterback, but you also have to be professional about your approach to that?
Yeah. And you know what, first and foremost, you know, Mitch is an extremely talented quarterback. I've been able to be around him here, you know, since I got here, and working with him and seeing what he can do. From an athletic standpoint, from moving around, throwing the ball, making plays, I've really enjoyed being around him. But first and foremost, it's really just developing a relationship apart from football. So when we're in the film room, or when just getting to know each other as people, first and foremost, because sometimes, like you said, football becomes tricky, especially in the QB room. and it can get extremely weird. And this hasn't been a difficult, I mean, this has not been an easy situation, you know, for the first part of the season for either of us. But I feel like that foundation we set in training camp, where we genuinely got to know each other, has really helped through these times. And it, once again, not easy for either of us throughout this, but I feel like, you know, Mitch has been amazing throughout this process, and it's been a healthy QB room.
If somebody's watching on TV, it almost looks like you're the Lion King because of the mirror behind you.
You know what? I saw this. I was asking, if you go in the basement, and, you know, obviously we've been moving in and we just got a little office, and I opened up the Zoom and I'm like, man, that I got to figure this out so people know it's a mirror and stuff. You know, it's my first time sitting in the office. So,
oh, yeah. I'm just telling you, this is what's going to happen, Nick. People are going to go, who does Nick Foles think he is? He's dressing up like a, you know, it is Halloween season, but it looks like you're the Lion King with the
way it matches my hat. I guess it works. You know, it'll give someone something to Instagram or do something.
Well, wait, what was plan B if it wasn't going to work? You have two lights, lamps on the side, and then you got a huge mirror. And it looks like the mirror is made out of bamboo or something, but it looks like you have a headdress on.
Yeah, I mean, plan B was honestly going in the basement, but I felt like you deserve more than that.
Thank you.
Being in the basement. So this actually was for you. I was like, I got to figure this out. I hope my computer's charged. Like, you know, so this Lion King setup was for you.
Did you watch the game when you got home?
Do you watch? No, I got home and I just sat there with my wife and I was starving. So I ate a lot of food and went to sleep.
Oh, okay. So then, but you watched the game footage today?
I watched it today. So we just went in and we get tested like every day, picked up my family some breakfast. I'll do some recovery and get the film in today. But it was a late night. Didn't get home till probably like 1 or something. So just giving myself a little time to rest.
He plays for the Bears, but he's the Lion King. He's Nick Foles. Hey, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you making all of that effort to give us the special room as opposed to a basement.
Absolutely, Dan. Anything for you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Wise man, Nick Foles, the Lion King. All right, Robert Ory will join us coming up. I didn't know if I should broach the topic, but I thought, you know what? Just for future Zoom interviews that Nick should know that it like his head fit perfectly in the mirror, and then it looks like he's got that huge mane, you know, a lion's mane there. Yes, Paulie.
I'm going to say it before McLovin does. A lot of attitude on that guy. Me first.
Yeah. He can rub you the wrong way, that guy. Yeah,
see, this is what happens. You have him on, and you're like, oh, man, I like this guy. I really like this dude. I'm going to root for them.
Yeah. He spent the morning like tidying up the house and getting his kids breakfast.
Getting breakfast, and boy, he burns the candle at both ends, that guy. So he's getting his family breakfast, and then he's tidying up the room so it looks good on TV. Yeah, McLeod.
He did party a little bit last night, ate a lot of food, living life on the edge.
1 a.m. with the wife at the kitchen table.
Yeah, move over 90s Cowboys.
Whoa, move over Joe Namath.
Mr. Rush Street in Chicago.
Yeah. Hard to keep that guy in the house during a pandemic, I'll tell you. A couple of phone calls. Rob in Florida. Good morning, Rob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Hey, Rob.
QB Halloween was great. Laughed all the way through. I got two things real quick. Astros, fourth straight ALCS. Third American League team ever to do that. Shout out Fritzy. I'm hoping if they make it to the World Series, you'll allow him to wear some more Astros gear on the show. A little compromise there. So that's my shout-out for the Astros. But I want to touch on the Buccaneers real quick. It is fair to dunk on Tom Brady. He deserves it. But I think the ultimate downfall will be the lack of discipline on that team. Third most penalties coming into the game and added 11 more last night.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. Thanks for the phone call. 7 first downs, 7 penalties in the second half for the Buccaneers. No, Brady just made a mistake. He forgot. That's all. He forgot. And, you know, the fact that he isn't addressed, like nobody wants to be embarrassed. And you know, you don't want to be embarrassed when it comes to forgetting something. Like this will happen with my wife. She'll forget to tell me something. And then I'll say, she'll go, didn't I tell you? And I go, no, you didn't. Are you sure I didn't? And, no, you didn't. And of course, I've forgotten a lot of things in the last year on this show. Well documented that I couldn't remember Albert Pujols' name. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. or Tom Izzo's name, or forgetting how to start my car. Yes, McLeod.
So how do you know that you didn't forget that your wife told you in this situation?
Well, I have history on my side that I have had a great memory. But, you know, because I thought one time she was going to go, yeah, but you've been forgetting some things lately. She hasn't gone there yet. But nobody wants to be embarrassed. And plus, Tom, if he says, hey, I forgot. Yeah, he's losing it. 43, it happens when you get old. Like, 43 is not old in life. It's just old in the NFL. Yeah, Paul.
My wife sets me up, though. She'll be like, hey, we're going out to dinner with Mike and Jenny in 4 months. And then 4 months go by, and it'll be Friday. I'll get home from a day of work. And she'll be like, hey, gotta get showered up. We're going out to dinner with Mike and Jenny. I'm like, what's that? She goes, yeah, I told you. You told me in December. It's April. I didn't think that was still on.
Yeah.
That's a setup.
Didn't I tell you? No, you did. If you told me, then I wouldn't say, you know, why you didn't tell me about
that. I tried that one, Dan. No, it's because you weren't paying attention to me. I've tried that move.
Yes, McLevin.
Is there any worse feeling? It's like 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. You're watching college football and your wife informs you you're going out with another couple. Yeah. It's the worst feeling in the world. It always turns out to be fun.
Or somebody's coming over. I've done that.
Isn't that better, though, because you still have the TV control?
Oh, no, I don't get to watch TV. No. It was like somebody is coming over. And then I go, I didn't know about it. Yeah, I told you. Don't you remember? No. That's why I'm dressed the way I'm dressed. Yeah, see.
That's how you just do that, like, hey, somebody's coming over. Like, all right, have fun.
Oh. No.
Okay, have fun. No. I'll be sitting right here. You have fun, though.
No. I don't think that's going to work.
No, not in a minute.
I don't think
that's going to work. You got to put on the nice sweatpants, the ones that don't have the holes, yeah, the crotch, and some things.
What? George in Ohio. Hi, George.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, George.
I'm 65, and I forget things.
Hey, welcome to the club.
But there's something I haven't forgotten.
Okay.
And in regards to the poll question, I'd rather be Nick Foles. Have his career over Horry, mainly because of the towel incident with Danny Ainge. Do you remember that?
Oh, when Robert threw the towel at Danny Ainge when he was his coach?
Yeah, threw it in his face. I mean, that was pretty disrespectful. I mean, can you imagine throwing a towel in like Phil Jackson or Red Auerbach or
Bill Ruffles? No, I mean, 7 rings is still a pretty good trade-off. But thank you, George. The fact that you had to remind us of the Robert Horry, you know, throwing the towel. Yeah, that he threw it right at Danny Ainge when he was his coach. Zach in Georgia. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind?
Mr. Patrick, it's time you put some respect on the Atlanta Braves' name. I'm driving through Atlanta right now, and it smells a little bit like 95. You know, I know you're big on these Dodgers, but guess what? It's Los Bravos, baby.
Los
and I'm
Bravos.
Send it invite your way.
All right.
Invite your way.
All right. But Zach.
Braves win. Go ahead.
Do you want to give us a rundown here? Like just a synopsis of these, the Braves. I mentioned last night to the Danettes, I text them that this Braves pitching staff, once again, was great throughout this series as well. But give us sort of the Cliff Notes version of your Los Bravos.
I mean, Los Bravos, Los Dodgers, they've been talking about their pitching staff. We got some bad boys. Freed starting off. All right, we're coming them down. Game one, all right, and also Darnold, our catcher, he's batting 600, baby. We're going all the way. We got MVP Freddie Freeman going to go yard on him. We got Dansby Swanson. What you want, baby? Let's go, Braves. And you know what? We're going to party in Magic City, eat some lemon pepper Lou wings, and you're coming with us.
Yes! All right. Thank you, Zach. You call me back. Once the Braves get to the World Series, you call me back. You're going to be our Braves correspondent. Thank you. Yes, McLovin.
I usually hate the Braves, but Max Fried, Jewish, great Sandy Koufax. So I'm on the Braves.
Is it confirmed that he's Jewish?
Oh, yes. I think he pitched for the Maccabee team.
Okay.
I got to double check that.
I didn't think the Maccabee team had a baseball team.
I don't know.
I thought it was a basketball.
And also, we have a top 10 Israeli draft pick.
I think he's top 5.
Yeah.
What's his name? Denny?
Yeah, I can't pronounce Avita. It. He's actually Serbian background who moved to Israel. So
yeah.
He could be really good.
Oh, I think, yeah. But, you know, once again, he's one of those guys you look at the highlights and you go, wow, Very impressive.
So should we all get on the Braves bandwagon? You've watched a lot more of them. Is this a safe bandwagon?
I don't know if I'm getting on their bandwagon just because I'm 1% Jewish.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. That 23andMe, I don't know what that means. At what point can I start taking, you know, holidays off?
Immediately.
It hasn't really opened doors for me. So I don't know how many, what's the percentage? Like, I'm 1% West African. I'm 1% from, they don't say Jewish, but you're from an area that is Jewish or considered Jewish.
That's close enough.
Yes. And like, you, they run down all these things, and like, you're 1%, 1%, 9%, Irish, you know, 58%. Yeah, McLovin.
But 50% of your staff is Jewish. We should be taking these holidays off. You guys got to jump on board.
And there's Sukkot and Simchas Torah. There's all kinds of things besides just Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. We got to catch up on some stuff.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to temple.
Either do they.
I know. That is true.
It's tough. It's a long day.
Oh,
especially on the day you're fasting and you're in temple. It's a double whammy.
Oy. What's the next big one? We got one?
I think you got to wait till Hanukkah. But I don't know if you get days off for Hanukkah.
I get gifts.
Festival of Lights. You get 8 gifts.
Yes,
you get
I get gifts.
A day for 8 days.
Yeah.
You get the chocolate Hanukkah gilt and the little yellow netting. That's always fun.
Dreidels.
Yeah. Dreidel.
Yeah, Seton.
I had on my 23andMe, I had an unusually high percentage of Neanderthal DNA that my family gets tremendous enjoyment from. But yeah, I was like way higher than everybody else. Neanderthal.
I didn't see that category.
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh.
It's in there.
I didn't get it. But that'd be like a little bit of French in there and a little bit of English and then a lot of Irish and then there's some Welsh in there and Scottish in there or whatever. It's kind of a hodgepodge. And then you see at the bottom, 1% Jewish. Like, okay. Oh. All right. Yes.
I did it. Mine was so drastically boring. I was like, it turned out to be like half Irish, half German. Like, can I get my money back? Give me a little something to work with here.
Yes, Todd.
I just think it's fabulous that you're 1% Jewish. And I love when you try to work in your little Jewish terms just to show that you're trying to communicate with a little Yiddish here and there.
Yeah. But you haven't really embraced me as part
of it. I haven't. Yeah. I'm warming up to that.
Like, you've never said you're the chosen one.
One day we'll sit in the synagogue for several hours, hear the ram's horn, the shofar blow, and we'll get you up to the ark. You could close the
How does the horn sound?
I don't know if it's sacrilege to do it, but I'll do it for you. And I'm wearing my head's covered. And they go, something along those lines. And then you feel good. You're in the you're welcomed in for another healthy, happy year. And God will wink at your transgressions and hope you're written in the book that you're going to be okay.
Mine says I have more Neanderthal DNA than 94% of other customers.
All right, let me take a break. Robert Ory is going to join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy announced left tackle Tyron Smith done for the rest of the season. He is going to need neck surgery. This program brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. At Mercedes-AMG, giving 110% isn't just possible, it's mandatory. They squeeze every last drop of performance out of the latest coupe, sedan, roadster, SUV. Visit mbusa.com/AMG. Mercedes-AMG, driving performance. The seven-time NBA champ, the Lakers analyst for Spectrum Sportsnet, Robert Ori, is on the program. Robert, how are you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling great. How about you, Mr. Patrick?
I'm doing great. Could you give the Lakers a couple of minutes tonight on the floor if they would, if they'd need you?
Hey, you know what? I would, just to get the eighth ring.
Where are all those rings?
You know, I have them in a safe deposit box back in Houston, Texas. So, you know, I had to keep them safe, man.
What's your favorite one?
You know, actually, I have two. I just don't have one. I think the 95 championship, what we did as the Houston Rockets, was something special. Not having a home court advantage was key to winning that championship, because it made us, you know, have that, you know, the heart of a champion, because we're defending champion. And the second one is, of course, 2001 Lakers. We went 16-1. You know, we were so mad. We lost game one in the finals to the Sixers. We wanted to go perfect, man, do something that probably would never be done in NBA history.
How do you respond when you'll get people say, yeah, the Rockets won, but Michael took the year off, or those years off, to play baseball?
I said, first of all, you look at our record of versus the Bulls. I know everybody said that's just regular season. And I played for Phil, so I know how Phil coached. I know we'd have won those games. No, everybody thinks that Michael Jordan was his greatest player, which he is. But they're slapping Dream in their face. Dream was right there behind them. They had nobody that could guard Dream. And people also forget he came back in 95, and he just got beat by a younger, faster team in the Orlando and Orlando Magic, who we swept. So, you know, they can throw all that stuff out the window.
Do you have a favorite Jordan story?
You know what? Jordan, to me, I remember one time where he was on the court and he made a move. This is when the NBA was really trying to enforce traveling. I came down and made the same move. He looked at me and said, young fellas, you think if they call traveling on me, they won't call it on you? And I looked at him like, wow, Michael Jordan just spoke to me.
Well, you didn't make the documentary, did you?
No, we didn't make the documentary. You know, they try to keep the Rockets out of that documentary as much as possible. They know we should have been in there.
Akeem is one of my favorite guys of all time, and I've told this story before. I was sitting down to dinner with John Barry, Mark Jackson, and Patrick Ewing, and Mark Jackson knew that I loved Akeem. And so he says to Patrick, or he goes, why don't you tell Patrick your story? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, no, tell him. Tell him who you think is better, Akeem or Patrick. And I looked at Patrick Ewing, and I said, Akeem was a better center. And Patrick goes, I agree. And we became fast friends that day. But it was one of those moments where Mark Jackson put me on the spot. But I loved watching Akeem. As far as footwork goes, he was like a point guard. And I think playing soccer, you know, whatever it was, he just had unbelievable footwork. And I think he's underrated.
I agree with that. I think he's very underrated. And it's always amazing to me how many, so many basketball players go to him and want to learn his footwork and his knowledge of the game. But he gets no credit. I think a lot of times it's due to his shyness. You know, and his religion and him not wanting to be in the spotlight. He just wanted to play basketball and enjoy the game. But think about it. He dropped 50 on a team during Ramadan and not be able to drink water. You know, and the things he was able to do as a player were incredible. And I'm not just saying that because I love him as a human being and a teammate, but, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. You know, you look at what he did on the court. You know, I know Giannis did it this year, but he was the first player to be MVP and defensive player in the year. That lets you know that he's a perfect basketball player.
What questions did you have with this Laker team when they went into the bubble?
I was really worried about their bench. I think if you look at their bench, it's, you know, outside of, you know, Kyle Kuzma, we know AC Fresh was doing his thing, but you're like, okay, what are these other guys do? What's Dwight Howard going to do? You know, what is, you know, new guys coming in, Marquise Morris, you know, these guys, what are they going to be able to do? And you look at it, the bench was perfect. Each series has brought someone off the bench to be key. In Denver, it was Dwight, and now this season is Marquise. So it's amazing how, you know, you look at a team like on paper and you're like, okay, I don't know if this is going to work because these guys, you know, don't have the resume as certain other guys. But when the guy on the court is, it comes together. And that's what it's all about, being to come together during the playoff times.
We're talking to Robert Horry, the Lakers analyst for Spectrum Sportsnet, 7-time NBA champ. Who's your MVP right now, LeBron or AD?
I have to go with LeBron just because the little bad game AD had. Because when you are MVP in the finals, you can't have a bad game. You know, and plus LeBron got snubbed on, you know, the season MVP, in my opinion. Mm. And I think there's no way he won't lose this one. He has, you know, he's probably going to have a phenomenal game tonight. He's going to close it out so he wins MVP.
What can LeBron do in your mind that elevates him into the conversation with Michael Jordan?
I think for me, LeBron, he has to figure out a way to get the public on his side. You know, and that's the whole thing about it. You know, he's such a great player. And, you know, I think this day and age with so much social media, you'd be able to spy on guys and you didn't have that with all the other guys. And if you look at what Michael Jordan has been able to do throughout his career, from his playing, his shoes, his ability to own a team, and his just love, and the love that people have for him, that it's going to be hard for him to knock him off that throne, just because, you know, people don't like to say anything about great athletes. And I think LeBron is the only great athlete that they say bad things about, and I hate it for him.
Yeah, it is really interesting, though, Robert, that he's polarizing, and I don't know why, but it feels like they're going to try to downplay or water down this championship, or if he wins an MVP, and, you know, hey, you won it in the bubble. It seemed like it was pickup games, and I think it's tougher to win a championship given these circumstances. No home court advantage. You're bubble-ish for, you know, 100 days. And then they're going to go, well, they faced the Miami Heat. They didn't have to face the Bucks, or they didn't have to, you know. It just feels like people are going to, you know, drag him down a little bit here. They're not going to elevate him.
You know, that's out of all the athletes that you could be, I would want to be him, because he is scrutinized so much, and you're so right. People going to come up with some excuse to put a black eye on this championship for him. Right? Yeah. You know, the Clippers lost. It ain't our fault they was up 3-1 and didn't get there. Milwaukee, injuries happen. You know, the Celtics, it's so many excuses they were getting, but you realize that now you're making those teams that beat those teams seem like they were just mediocre teams. If you look at what Denver did this year, wow, they did an incredible year. You look what Miami Heat did. Wow, you know, the heart of the champion, Jimmy Butler, you know. And you look at what Jimmy Butler did for the Miami Heat. He put his will in every player. He gave every player that nastiness that he plays with. And it's gone onto the court and carried out through those players. You know, if you look at that team, you say, okay, this is a soft team. They don't have any bruisers, but Udonis, and Udonis doesn't play. But they come out and they play bruiser basketball. They have heart of a champion. So you cannot take anything from anybody who's won this bowl, because they're all in the same situation. They all got the same amenities. So there's no reason that those other teams shouldn't have won. So don't black out this championship for the Lakers.
Would you rather have Kobe or LeBron as a teammate in your prime?
Well, I've played with Kobe, so I love LeBron, but I have to take Kobe, because Kobe knows me. I know him. And, you know, that's no knock on LeBron, because I'm sure if I have played with LeBron, and I was okay, I could comment on that. But for me, the love I have for Kobe, watching him work hard in practice, and the best thing about Kobe was beating him in practice and waiting for him, you know, not he wouldn't talk to you for 2 days until he got a chance to play against you again in practice and beat you. And that was the fun part about it, because we would just brag on him, me, Bishaw, Fish, and we would just mess with him the whole time. And Coach would be like, do y'all want to scrimmage today? And we'd be like, nah. And he'd get so heated that he couldn't get his revenge. So, you know, guys like that, you love playing with. You know, he was one of the, him, Dream, Shaq, and those guys were some of my favorite guys to ever play with. Of course, you know, like Tony Parker and Manu and Tim also.
Your favorite Kobe story?
I think my favorite Kobe story, we were on a plane flying to Europe, and we were sitting there playing spades, and he was just sitting there watching us, right? And he was this, you know, it's almost like a kid who hadn't seen anything before, and it was so funny. He was like, what are y'all doing? I was like, we're playing spades. I said, you don't know how to play spades? He's like, no. And so I sat down and I taught him how to play spades. And I thought it was the most interesting thing to me. I know most people are like, oh, this is a card game. But when you're a black man growing up, that's one of the things you have to learn how to play. You have to learn how to play spades and dominoes. And I said, see, this is what happens when you don't go to college, man. You don't learn these games when you got curfew and you can't go nowhere.
And then Kobe wants to master it, right?
Yes, of course. You know, he was such a guy who wanted to master everything. He was so locked in, so keyed in. And you know, this is the thing. I play with a lot of great athletes, and he is the only one that will literally, you know, if you tell him you can't do something, he will go in the gym the next day and work on it just to prove you wrong. And just think about it. One game he had a bad right shoulder, and he played the whole game shooting it left-handed, and he's right-handed. Think about that. It's the things he was able to do is just simply amazing.
It's great to catch up with you, Robert, and Game 5 coming up tonight. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
No, thanks for always having me on, man. Stay safe.
That's Robert Orring, Lakers analyst, Spectrum Sportsnet, and 7-time NBA champ. Yeah, I was covering the Rockets when they won those two championships there. And I love that atmosphere there. Akeem is one of my favorite players. Rudy T, you know, the entire coaching staff there. And, you know, Sam Cassell and Kenny Smith. And there were a lot of really good players on that Rockets team. Made it a full team there. But he's right about Akeem. You know, people forget. Because, you know, Akeem is not out there. He doesn't do commercials. You know, he was almost a shy Hall of Famer superstar. But his footwork, woo, for a big man, I don't know if there's ever been a big man who had footwork like that. Yeah, Paul.
I'm watching the Robert Horry shot. It was game four of the West Finals in 2002. Yeah. Kobe and Shaq are trying to get the ball in. The Shaq's trying to keep it alive. It gets tipped out to Horry, and he just jacks. He doesn't pause. And everyone goes berserk, and he just has a look on his face like, what did you expect? He's running down court, and everyone's going crazy. That's awesome.
There's something about that, that there are people who go to the fire, and there are people who run from the fire. And Robert Horry was not an all-star. He was just a guy that when you needed him to run to the fire, he ran to the fire. And he knew his role, too, which is really key. Take a break. Last call for phone calls and what we've learned, and we've learned a lot today. If you're watching on Peacock, it's time to unveil our dips on the Traeger. We have spinach and artichoke. By the way, I got a surprise for Fritzy that we put on the Traeger today. Buffalo chicken. Baked chorizo, smoked crab, and s'mores. So this is sort of a birthday, kind of a birthday gift to you, Todd. A
lot of stuff going on.
Because same day, same month, same year sale is going on this weekend.
Me and Brett Favre, 10-10-69.
Sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter, danpatrick.com. Receive a code. You get 40% off t-shirts in the merchandise
store. That's a huge sale.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm just letting you know.
We're going to take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.com. rocketmoney.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Send this out to the memory of Michael Patrick Donnelly of Stanford, Connecticut, passed away suddenly earlier this month. A combat veteran who served honorably in Iraq as a sergeant with the Army 248th Engineer Company. Numerous medals, survived by his wife and two children. Donations being made to House of Heroes, Connecticut. Michael Patrick Donnelly of Stanford, Connecticut. Friend of the show as well. Got a lot of things to wrap up here. We'll get phone calls. Happy birthday, toddler. I know tomorrow's your birthday, but from all of us, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's it?
You want me to make a little speech?
Well, I'm so used to making your speech.
You always want me to keep it short. Well, I appreciate it. I know we tease about the whole same day, month, year thing, but very thoughtful little mini hot dogs. The man in the back, our IT friend, took care of the hot dogs. And yep, we got a big spread, and I'll have a nice, relaxing, quiet weekend, and that's really about it.
All right.
51 tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you for acknowledging my birthday, which I remind you guys every chance I get.
Yeah, and you know what? It's Brett Favre's birthday. He's 51.
Oh, is it really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, same day.
Same day, 10-10-69.
Yes.
You're right about that. And big 40% sale on the DP Show merchandise.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. You know what? I probably should have left it with just thank you. You know, maybe you should have left it with
try to help you out by keeping it short.
Final results of the poll question there, McLovin.
Whose career do you want, Robert Ori or Nick Foles? Actually, 65% Ori.
All right. How's this for a stat? Peter Schrager from NFL Network. If Justin Herbert gets the start versus Drew Brees this weekend, he'll become the first quarterback in NFL history to face Super Bowl MVPs in his first three career starts. Mahomes, Brady, and now Drew Brees.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
All right, some phone calls here. Kyle in California. Welcome back, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, DP? Hey, happy Friday, boys. Richie, happy birthday. Early birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
First of all, that Robert Ori shot, that's like one of my earliest childhood basketball memories. That is such a sick shot against the Kings. I will never forget that shot. Just that shot alone puts him over. And then all the Laker haters, I get it. You know, poached Anthony Davis, LeBron, not homegrown. Just think about the last 8 years of watching Xavier Henry, Wesley Johnson, Jordan Hill. Not to throw these guys under the bus, but we've gone through a lot. Just let us enjoy it, please.
All right. You will, Kyle. You will. May not be universal, but you'll enjoy it. Nathan in Ohio. Hey, Nathan, what do you have for me today?
Yeah, Dan, big fan of the show. Thanks for having me. Last night, I went out, grabbed a cigar, a beer, went out to the patio, fired up some Netflix and some QB Halloween. Very enjoyable movie. Great job, Dan. Great job to everybody there. And you know you have a good comedy when you are by yourself and you are laughing out loud. So,
well, thank you.
Congratulations to the cast. Great movie.
Thank you, Nathan. Yeah, if you get a chance, you know, Sandler's movie, Hubie Halloween.
You got a big scene. I mean,
it's a good scene. It's a good scene. Although, now I watched my scene and realized they reshot the ending of my scene.
Oh.
Yeah. And look, I don't want to be ungrateful to Sandler, but I wanted to text him and say, dude, you took out the ending of the food fight where it shows me throwing food at Sandler and I'm the school principal. Yeah, see.
I mean, who does he think he is?
Exactly.
To do that to you.
Who's the Hollywood expert here?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Not trying to be ungrateful.
I know.
But
I know. But I'm watching it because I say, you know, to my wife, I said, oh, you know, it's really funny at the end because who'd think the school principal would throw food at Adam Sandler in this food fight? So we watch it and then she goes, you're not throwing food. I said, I think they reshot that. Yeah, Seton.
Do you think it's your fault? that they reshot it?
No.
You just think they decided to go in a different direction?
Well, let's just say I didn't laugh as hard as I would have if it would have been me throwing the food. Because who would think the principal would be throwing food at Adam Sandler's character?
Do you think your performance was too good?
I do wonder about that sometimes. Keep in mind, I wasn't listed. If you go to IMDb and you check out Hubie Halloween and the whole cast, I was not in there.
That's a shock.
Coincidence? Sandler's starting to hear footsteps. And I'm coming for you. Yes, Paulie.
Maybe the scene will be in Hubie Halloween director's cut or unrated edition. You know, they have those.
I mean, it's okay. Like, my scene is good. It could have been great. Yeah, McLevin.
You better stop complaining. If you kill my speaking line, Dan, in the next one.
Yeah, I got you that movie role.
Yeah, but now you're criticizing the editing.
I'm just an artist, though. Like, I know comedy. I don't know if Sandler knows comedy, but I know comedy, and that would have been funny. That's where you go, oh, my God, the school principal is throwing food in a food fight in the cafeteria. Brandon in Minnesota. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. DP.
Hi, Brandon.
6'1", 185. My question is for Fritzy. So a few weeks ago, he said the craziest thing he's ever done was get stuck on a fence post. Well, I'm at my bachelor party right now, and there's one question that I can't get over. What did he do for his bachelor party? Because it had to be crazier than that.
I don't know if he even had one. Thank you, Brandon. Did you have a bachelor party time?
We had like a get-together, but it was kind of lame. I was at a friend's bachelor party, which I'm certainly not going to name who it is, but I remember being at the Mirage in Las Vegas, and there was some stuff going on that I never thought I would ever participate in. But it's a family show, so I have to leave it at that. So maybe that's a little wilder than getting stuck on a fence.
Well, you can't leave it at that. You know what? Save it for Monday when we debut in Juneau, Alaska.
That's a good idea.
Because that's what Juneau, Alaska is going to get. They're going to go, what's this show all about? And you hit them with a hammer.
Pretty wild stuff.
Thank you, Todd. Caleb in North Carolina. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, DP, 6'5", 250.
All right.
So I had to correct my fellow Braves fan who called in a few minutes ago. Our starting catcher's name is Travis Darnot, not Travis Darnod, making our Braves fans look like idiots on the radio. And second of all, I had a stat of the day for you.
Okay, here's the music.
So,
stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
So the Braves are the second team in MLB history to start the postseason off with 4 shutouts out of 5 games, preceded only by the Giants in 1905, who later went on to win the World Series.
All right.
Whew.
Well done, Caleb. That's what we've learned. Brought to you by Home Depot, giving a shout-out to all the pros that are working hard every day. Delivery options to get you what you need exactly where you need it so you can keep doing the job. Home Depot, how doers get more done. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support to our guest today. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday. Bye for now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.